Hi, Justin here from Brisbane Metal Roofing. Whatever kind of roof you have, Brisbane Metal Roofing can replace it using 100% Australian COLORBOND steel. So give us a call today, 1-800-BRIS-ROOF, or see brisbanemetalroofing.com.au. QBCC 1248389.
Ed. Now, from eyes to a mystical eye in the sky, it's Rose Smith, psychic and spiritual advisor. Good evening, Rose. How are you?
I'm really well, thank you. How are you this evening,
Very
Donna?
Good, very good indeed. I'm feeling the power of Queensland permeating the air. How is everything in Queensland this evening?
Oh, really good. We've been having a bit of rain. We had a lot of hot weather up until the last day or two, and now it's been raining. So.
Yeah. We've had heaps in on the New South Wales coast today and last night. There's going to be a bit more tomorrow, but I hear that there's a lot coming down from Queensland as well. I think Adelaide's fine, and I think Melbourne has been pretty dry weather-wise, but we're copping heaps. You guys are copping heaps in Queensland, of course, and also in various places in New South Wales, but especially on the coast. So our thoughts go out. One minute we're all in drought and there's bushfires, and then the next minute it's floods, and we've got a bit of everything.
Yes, and we've got the Commonwealth Games starting here in 2 weeks.
That's right.
I think it might be a wet old time.
Yes, well, that's the problem. And also in Sydney, the Royal Easter Show is about to start, which is the same as the Ekka.
Yeah.
And that usually always rains at the beginning of the Royal Easter Show, just when all the kids are going off on Easter holidays and wandering around the showground and all that kind of stuff. So let's hope that we have some nice weather for Queensland and for some New South Wales and Victoria as well. Ryan was saying that you also you've got a course that you're going to be involved in, which involves getting people to unlock those psychic and spiritual powers.
Yes, how to be spiritual and surprisingly successful at life. Because one of the reasons I developed this course, I've actually got this one up and running. It's been up for a few months.
Yeah.
But one of the reasons I did it was because people used to ask me questions about, they'd say things like, I'd really like to develop that part of myself, but, you know, I really don't want to live in a cave, or, you know, I want to be successful and have a few material things. And I was a bit surprised that some people still had that idea that you couldn't be successful and be spiritual at the same time. And so, yeah, that got... And Spirit was giving me the push for probably a good 12 months to, you know, encourage me along to actually develop this course. So it is up on the website at absolutesoulsecrets.com in the e-shop if anybody is looking to develop their spiritual gifts, and perhaps they might want to, you know, invest some time into themselves, so any latent psychic abilities or talents that they have, they could help that those things come along if they did this course.
Enhance it a bit. So it's absolutesoulsecrets.com?
That's correct, yes, in the e-shop under spiritual courses. And I'm actually working on my second course, which is how to be an awesome psychic naturally.
Mm.
But that one's still got a few more months of work to do before it's ready to go out into the public.
All right. Are you ready to take some calls?
Absolutely.
Okay. For all those people who have been calling 1312 83, the lines are still open. So should we go to Jamie first? Hello, Jamie.
Hi. How are you?
Very good. How are you this evening?
Yeah, good.
Okay, I've got Rose Smith on the line for you. And is that spelt J-A-M-I-E?
Double E.
Okay, so J-A-M-I-double-E.
J-A-M-double-E.
Okay, so Jamie. Okay. J-A-M-double-E.
Good evening, Jamie.
Hi, Rose.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
Now, I've got a flash hearing your voice. I can see you in a car. Now, this is... it means the way you get around in the world. And there's been, in the recent past, something that's been a bit upsetting. But I get you moving away from that because the car's pulling out and moving away. So you'll soon be changing direction and going down a new path or down a new roadway. So I wouldn't be worried. It is time to move forward and look, you know, to greater horizons. So,
and Jamie, you do a little bit of artistic work.
I do, yes. And I'm just hoping to, you know, take it a little bit further. It's sort of like, it's illustration and a little bit of sculpture, but it's sort of more fun, quirky stuff.
Yeah. And so, do you want to try and turn that into some sort of an opportunity for you to maybe sell some of your yeah. illustrations and things like that?
Yeah,
that's likely. I can see when you started talking about that, two windows opening up. So they're like windows of opportunity, and yes, you will make some money from that. So it'll be, you know, you're not going to be an instant millionaire overnight, so to speak, but it'll be gradually building. It's just all about the passion, maintaining the passion and the effort that you put into it, but money coming your way.
That's good.
And do you get when you do? Because I used to be a cartoonist and a commercial artist, but in another life before I got into TV and radio.
Okay.
Do you get like a sort of a real creative buzz out of doing little illustrations and cartoons and sculpture and things like that?
I do. Really something that. Part of me, actually.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? It's a real. I mean, so many people can do that, and they don't really let themselves go. Whether it's music or whether it's illustrations or, you know, a bit of drawing, it's such a great release and a great way to kind of let your creativity just go crazy.
That's right.
Well, I hope it turns out for you, Jamie.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Slow and steady wins the race, Jamie.
Yeah.
But you'll get there.
Exactly.
Thank you so much.
All right. No worries, Jamie. Thank you. 13 12 83. We've got Karen on the line in Sunshine in Victoria. Hi, Karen. How are you?
Hi. Hello, Rose.
Hi, Karen. How are you tonight?
Good, thank you.
What would you like to ask?
Yes, do ask your question first.
Yes, I'm just wondering, I'm looking for work, and I was wondering if you can see any jobs.
Okay, so they're showing me something before that. They're saying something to do, it's to do with work and the door's closed on it and you're moving in another direction now. But it's like spiritually that door is only closed recently. It's almost like you weren't ready on some level previously for new work. Now, what they're showing me now is a big wheel that's turning. It reminds me of two things in some decks of tarot cards, which I don't use tarot, actually, but there's a card called Wheel of Fortune, and that's what's changing around for you. The Wheel of Fortune is spinning around now, whereas before it was kind of stuck in the one position. So your fortune's about to change for the better. The other thing it reminds me of is in America, like on rivers like, say, the Mississippi, those really large rivers where you had the paddle steamer boat.
Mm, yeah.
So I really don't know what that means, that imagery in connection with you, but I do know that your fortune is about to change.
Mm. Oh, that sounds good.
Well, that's good. That's a positive attitude, and you never know what's going to happen with that. It's interesting, the paddle steamer kind of thing. It's like, you know, the paddle steamers on the side of those boats churn up the water, but that's how they push themselves along in the water. So maybe there's something about being able to do a little bit of churning up of your lifestyle, but also something good will come out of it at the end. You never know.
And well, thank you very much.
Water's often associated with emotions too, so you might be finding some old emotions being dredged up, but it's not a problem. You are making ground, you are moving forward, and I think when this happens, this change, it'll be kind of out of the blue and unexpected, but it'll definitely be for your benefit.
That's good.
Oh, thank you very much, Rose.
All right, let us know how you go, Karen.
Okay.
All righty.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Onwards and upwards, 13 12 83, 13 12 83. If you've got a question or something you'd like to get a bit of a vibe from Rose Smith, we've got Lee on the phone from Caringbah, New South Wales. Hi, Lee. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Now, how do we spell your name?
I'm Leah, L-E-A.
So what would you like to ask Rose Smith about?
Career mainly, yeah.
Okay. First thing I've got when I hear your voice, Leah, is I've actually got an aircraft flying high. Now, this can mean two things. It means you could go on an overseas trip in the next 12 months, but it also means your ideas flying high. So that's great because that's very inspirational and it's going to give you a lot of creativity and also a lot of planning and concepts, strategy, intellectual thought. So that's terrific. The only thing I would add to that is to keep your feet on the ground, both feet planted firmly on the ground, so that you don't float off into the stratosphere feeling so inspired.
Unless you're going to become an air hostess.
No. I'm in aged care and I'm employed and been there, I don't know, about 4.5 months and a lot of changes, a lot of great expectations on me, more than I signed up for, and just wondering if I'm going to stay or if I'm going to look elsewhere.
I don't know.
So many changes.
It's very hard work, that aged care. And
oh, I love it.
Yeah, love it. That's good. I mean, it's just, I mean, I used to go and visit people in retirement villages, and my mum was in a retirement village in Sydney for a long time, and it was just a fantastic job that the carers do at all these places, and it's just, it's not easy, but I take my hat off to you, Leah.
Well, I do all the fun stuff. I do the leisure and lifestyle, take them out for bus rides.
Oh, that's good.
Things like that. But as I say, lots of things are changing and not for the better. Just wondering if I'm going to stay or if I'm going to go. I don't know. Mm.
Yeah, I think you've got to change in your career because what I saw, it's flying high and a lot of creativity. And although you've got some creativity now, this is like a whole new direction.
Mm. Well, there you are. Maybe you're going to become a bus driver for something else.
I don't have a license.
No, you haven't got a license to thrill.
Yeah.
All right, Leah. Well, I hope something comes out, and I hope that you keep up the good work, whatever it is that you do.
I will. Thanks, guys. All right. Have a lovely night.
You too.
Thanks, Leah.
Thank Bye. You.
Bye. We've got more lines available if you want to ask a question of Rose Smith. 13 12 83 13 12 83. Got time for a few more calls. We've got Angela in Melbourne. Hi, Angela. How are you?
Good evening. How are you doing?
Good, good. Are you driving at the moment, hands-free?
I am, hands-free.
Oh, that's good. That's all right. I've got I've got Rose Smith for you. So what would you like to ask Rose?
Hi, Rose. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
I'm just wondering, where am I heading?
You're going down a track. I can see like a conveyor belt, and this could be work-related. The thing about it, though, it's like being stuck in a rut.
Take the next left.
So although obviously there's some, you know, benefits to being stuck in a rut, there's not many benefits.
No.
So I do think you'll be jumping off this little conveyor belt, and it could be to do more in your work life, but probably overflowing into your personal life as well. You just need a change.
What are you doing at the moment, Angela, as far as...
I'm in sales. I do about 1,000 kilometres a week. Driving around Victoria, yeah.
Oh, it's great in some ways that you haven't got a boss breathing down your neck at behind your desk, but it's also, it's quite hard in that sort of those person man hours and everything, and then the toll that takes on your personal relationships.
Yes, definitely.
And the other thing I can see, it's like machinery, and I feel like you're very good at this, and been doing this for some considerable time, but there's almost like a robotic or an automatic type of thing. You've been doing it so well for so long that it's kind of become just automatic to you.
What kind of things are you selling?
I'm in the automotive industry.
That's funny.
I sell oil.
automotive industry.
You sell, so like lubricants and things that
lubricants,
to make our gears and stuff. That's interesting that
a woman
in that business. So I guess there's mainly more blokes and guys.
It is.
Yeah. Mm. Do they give you respect and they appreciate what you're doing?
Oh, they're wonderful. I work with 17 men.
I hope you,
around Australia. Yeah.
I hope you boss them around. Do you boss them around?
No, they're beautiful guys. They're all really lovely. I'm very lucky.
That's good.
Well, that's good. I feel like you just need to do something to express your creativity, something that's a bit more of a challenge. And so I see you. You might go on to do something that's kind of connected with this, like some sort of promotion or something. But I don't see you continuing with it.
Maybe you can get one of the maybe one of the blokes can drive you. You can sit in the passenger seat and get them to drive you for a change.
In an ideal world,
yeah, exactly. Well, Angela, I hope it'll love.
That might be part of the issue, mightn't it, with all the travel and everything you do, because it's kind of hard, isn't it, if you're not home as much. But I definitely get a change in direction in your career, and that'll leave a space for a relationship, because I just feel it'd be difficult at the moment.
You've got too many men in your life. That's the trouble.
17 men.
No wonder all the other ones are keeping away from you. They're going, that Angela, she's got 17 blokes all over Victoria. I've got no chance. All over Australia. Jeez. You're probably exhausted. I'm going to put myself down for some oil. I need my joints doing. All right, Angela, listen.
Thank you.
I hope it all works out.
Thank
and
you, Rose.
You can drop off some lubricant at Talking Lifestyle.
Yeah, a lot of green. A lot of green around you too, so opportunities definitely coming, and with more money.
Fantastic.
Whoa.
I like
it. Lovely. Thank you.
All right, no worries. Thanks, Ange. Drive carefully.
Thank you. Good night.
Bye. Now, I think we've got time for a final call for Rose Smith on 13 12 83. We've got Robin down in the Shire in Cronulla. How are you, Robin?
I'm good, thank you. And you?
Good, thank you. How's everything in God's own Shire, in Sutherland Shire?
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Just wonderful living in the Shire.
I've never lived in the Shire, but I know a lot of people who love living in the Shire, and they've got a chip on their shoulder. Not just a chip, but they've got a whole forest.
They have. And lots of rain at the moment.
Yeah, well, there's heaps of rain on the whole coast of New South Wales is getting a bucketing, and Queensland.
No, we need it, though. Yeah.
So, Robin, is that spelt R-O-B-I-N?
That's correct.
Okay, I've got Rose Smith for you, and ask away.
Yes, hi, Robin.
Hi, Rose. How are you?
Good, good. Just before you say anything, I'm seeing lots of different symbols and imagery, none of which makes a lot of sense to me. The first thing I saw was like a screw being undone. Now, I know that one means that you're changing your mind about something, or your belief systems are being changed. Things, ideas that you've had for a long time that you thought were correct, you're modifying those ideas. Something about a piano, which I'm clueless about what that means, so I just put that to the side. Some high-heel shoes. All these just flashed in my face really quickly. And then something about your eyes.
Oh.
Yeah. So now ask your question. Maybe some of those things will make sense.
Anything for the future,
future. Okay, well, you're certainly changing your mind about something, I know that.
How's your eyesight?
Good.
Yep.
Yeah, good. I do wear glasses, though.
Uh-huh. It's like I can see that it's like your eyes are almost popping out. You're going to see something that's going to take you back. It's not necessarily a bad thing. It could be something very pleasantly surprising, but it's like the eyes are going to pop out of your head or something. You'll get a surprise.
Oh, okay? Good.
A big surprise coming.
I'm happy.
And you could be excited with it. Okay.
And dancing with stilettos.
Yeah,
like the, you know, they're like Ballroom dancing, high
heels.
Oh,
my goodness. I am a dancer.
Oh, there you go. That's. I was just going to say ballroom. Yeah, I did say it, didn't
well,
I?
I'm rock and roll. I'm not actually ballroom, but...
But they're old-fashioned looking shoes.
50s, 1950s.
Yeah,
yeah. Yes.
Like the, the petticoats.
I'm a dance teacher.
The petticoats and all that kind of stuff, like the... Like, it, not in strictly ballroom, because that's more ballroom dancing, but more your kind of jitterbugs.
It's rockabilly.
And rockabilly, yeah.
That's right. I'm a dance teacher.
Fantastic.
Oh, is that where the piano comes in with the music?
Oh, they do, yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Okay.
If you like rockabilly, and obviously as a dance teacher, there's a movie that's just come out a couple of weeks ago with Joanna Lumley in it, and there's a whole sequence where she's doing dance classes and they do this whole rockabilly routine. You probably like that. It's called Finding Their Feet.
Oh, beautiful.
Mm.
I'll go and look it up.
I see it in your future.
Is it at the movies? Or
yeah, it's at the movies now. It came out about 2 weeks ago.
It?
Joanna Lumley and Timothy Spall. It's about people getting to an older age and they're looking for things to do. And she gets dragged along to this dance thing in London and she becomes obsessed with kind of rockabilly dancing and rock and roll dancing and all the old blokes and all the old... Well, not that Joanna.
Oh, yes, I have seen previews
it's
of that.
It's good. It's really good. I mean, it's corny,
it's
but
a nice
it's
way to meet people.
Yeah, yeah.
Really.
It's a really... It shows that a lot of them are kind of... they've lost a partner or they're divorced
right.
or something and they all get together and shake a leg and they end up going to Italy and representing seniors in this kind of rockabilly dance thing. It's funny.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Yeah, yeah. That's
well,
it's a great way to meet people.
Exactly.
Yes, and you'll
all
be doing more of that.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yes, now the eyes and the arms, it's a dance move.
Mm.
So it's like a line of people, women, and they're doing something. I've seen this when I was a little girl. I can't remember what it's called, but it's a kind of a dance move from that type of era where they raise their arms up in the air and they kind of pop their eyes out and make themselves look surprised. I don't know what it's called.
It sounds like
a great new move, I
guess. Yeah, it sounds like line dancing after too many drinks. Or not enough.
No, you can't dance. You can dance.
No, no, that's true. You end up.
Otherwise, you end up on the floor.
I've done that a few times too.
Yeah.
And
some of my students.
Yeah.
Do you do kind of tournaments or do you do events?
I used to. I did the midday show and did quite a few things. Yeah,
fantastic.
Worked in clubs and.
Right, yeah, because it's like a show.
Worked with Gary Jager, so you would know.
Yeah, yeah. I know Gary Jager.
Many years ago, yep.
Well, listen, Robin, keep your feet on the floor and
I will.
Keep your eye on the wall and on the clock and don't forget to check out this movie because I think you'd like it if you're into the dancing.
Definitely.
Yeah, I think there's a couple of famous faces in there that you'll love, but Joanna Lumley is wonderful in it and Timothy Spall. But Robin, let us know how you go, okay?
Thank you.
Fantastic.
Take care and have a lovely night.
Yeah, you too.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
And Rose, we've got a couple of minutes left. Would you want to tell me a little bit more about, before we kiss you goodbye, the psychic and spiritual advisors. If I go to absolutesoulsecrets.com,
yes.
I can find out about unlocking and opening up my psychic side as well then.
Yes, absolutely. So the thing about it is because it's online and there's about 36 videos, I think it is, and some of them are like 5 minutes and some of them are meditations. So there's four meditations included in that course.
Yeah.
But you can learn at your own rate. So I always like the online studies because, you know, you don't have to worry about going down face-to-face and trudging all over town to do it. You can do it all at your own rate.
Fantastic. Well, listen, what we'll do is we'll talk about it a bit more next week, but are you available to come back on the show next Wednesday night?
Totally am for you, Jono.
Fantastic. I love that. You've got me every time. all right, listen, Rose, as ever, thank you very much. Rose Smith, check out absolutelysoulsecrets.com. After the news, we'll be back with Talking Lifestyle, The Good Life and the highlights of what's been on the radio today.
Introducing Optus Loop, a business phone system like no other. Using cloud-based technology, we've enhanced the features of a traditional desk phone to allow you to access them from anywhere at any time, including on your smartphone. With call handling, call queuing, and automated caller self-direction, Optus Loop is the phone system that's built to scale as your business grows. Callers get a better experience, and you can seize more opportunities. Search Optus Loop for more info today.